Are you looking for a new math curriculum? CTC Math specializes in providing online video tutorials that take a multi-sensory approach to learning. Creative graphics and animation, synchronized with the friendly voice of internationally acclaimed teacher Pat Murray, make learning math easy and effective. Favorably reviewed in Kathy Duffy's 102 Top Picks and the Old Schoolhouse Crew Review, the lessons are short and concise to help your child break down concepts and appreciate math in a whole new way. Visit ctcmath.com today to start your free trial. That's ctcmath.com. Hey everyone, this is Yvette Hampton. Welcome back to the Schoolhouse Rocked podcast. We have a really fun episode for you today. I am with Abby Ranella, or Abinella, my co-host, and this is our 125th episode, which is absolutely amazing. I cannot believe that we've done 125 of these. It's just crazy. Sometimes people will ask me about the podcast and they'll say, oh, we listened to this one and you were talking about such and such. And I'm like, I don't know. I mean, oftentimes I know, but like if they can't remember the name of the guest, I'm like, I don't know. We've done a lot of them and I don't always remember, but sometimes I know exactly who they're talking about. And so it is truly just by the grace of God that we have made it this far. And so we are going to talk today just about all things kind of Schoolhouse Rocked, homeschooling, about the podcast, a little bit maybe about our families. And we're just going to have some fun today because Abinella and I decided that we all need some fun, right?
We need fun big time, big time.
We need fun. And we have fun together, Abby and I.
Yes, we do. It's all about laughter right now. You know what? I'm not crying. I got to be laughing.
Right. Okay. I am not at all promoting or condoning this show. But back in my earlier days of adulthood, I used to watch Friends. And do you remember that there was an episode where Chandler did his fake work laugh? I don't know if you ever saw that.
No.
Anyway, he had this really obnoxious work laugh.
Oh, no. I can imagine it, though.
Yeah, it was really silly. And I don't watch that show anymore. But anyway, I feel like, you know, we're at that point in our lives where sometimes we just need a fake laugh.
I know.
But today, it's not going to be fake, Abby.
No, it's not. It is not. We've already laughed so much as we've rolled into this.
Yes, yes. So hi, Jenny from Mississippi.
Maylene Bellin. That's my cousin on there from, she's down south, New Mexico, baby.
Nice.
We have people here from all over.
So much fun. If you guys are listening to this on the podcast, we are actually recording this live on Facebook. And so you're going to get to hear us interacting with some of our guests who are watching with us. And this is just so much fun. So I have some trivia questions and just some other questions about it. And I know, Abby, you've got some too. I have no idea what you have up your sleeve, but this is going to be fun. So I want to start with a little bit of trivia. Okay. Actually, you know what? Let's do this. For those who maybe don't know you and I, maybe they're new to the podcast.
Okay.
We should introduce ourselves because we don't really do that very often. And we just kind of,
we should introduce each other. No, I'm kidding.
No.
let's you want to do it? Okay.
Let's see how we know each other.
That is going to be it. So today is all about crazy fun. And I'm excited because I just like to let loose sometimes. So today's all going to be about laughter and doing things crazy. So I say we introduce each other.
All right. Do you want to introduce me first?
Yes. Welcome to the Schoolhouse Rocked podcast. This is my friend Yvette Hampton. She is the host of the Schoolhouse Rocked podcast. She is the wife of Garrett Hampton and the mother of two amazing girls, Brooklyn and Lacey, and I adore them. Yvette is one of my very best friends in the whole wide world, and we've only met face to face once, but it was a blast. They had a call put on their life by the Lord to sell everything and go on the road and make the most amazing movie called Schoolhouse Rocked. And they're in the process of finishing that movie up. And meanwhile, they do a podcast and they do an online homeschool convention. And there's really not a lot these people don't do. So, and besides that, she doesn't like spicy sauces. And what else? What else do you guys want to know about her? She is beautiful. Because you're listening to a podcast right now, so you can't see her, but she's gorgeous. She's hilarious. She's fun. She's down to earth. And she's just a pretty normal, awesome lady that I love to serve with. What else? How else did you describe yourself?
Okay, that is weird to have someone else.
She hates the cold. She hates the cold. That's like probably my beef with her. Other than that, she's practically perfect in every way.
Oh, good golly. That is so far from true. I'm definitely far, far, far from perfect. So that was lovely. Thank you.
Oh, she's a homeschool mom. That's kind of relevant.
Yeah, that matters. I am a homeschool mom.
It's true.
Oh, thank
okay,
you,
ready?
Abby.
Okay. Ready to go. All right. Be nice. Be careful.
Well, that was pretty good. So let's see. So this is my co-host, Abinella. Abby Rinella is her full name, but, you know, I call her Abinella. That's my fun nickname for her. And we met by phone about two years ago. Abby just reached out to us one day and just said, hey, I love what you guys are doing. How can I help? How can I pray for you? And it was like an instant friendship, and God has just done amazing things. And like Abby said, she is one of my best friends. And we met once last summer and got to spend a couple of days. Our families got to spend a few days together while we were driving from Georgia to Washington. And it was so much fun to really get to meet her in person. Abby is about half my size. Not really.
But I'm not like a dwarf.
No, but you are. You're a tiny little thing. I'm five, 6 and a half, almost 5'7", and you're like 5'4", right?
Yeah.
5'3".
Between 2.5 and 3, yeah.
Okay, yes. and so anyway, it was just so much fun getting to meet each other in person, and our husbands got along great. Our kids get along great. She is a homeschool mom to three kids, Tatum, Colson, and Winnie. And Winnie is, man, that girl has so much energy and spunk. She is so much fun. All your kids are fun. Very, very sweet. We loved getting to know them. And you love Jesus and you love family. Mm-hmm. And so you really, you do what you can to serve and impact God's kingdom. And God has used you in a really big way. And it's so neat to just see your obedience to mm-hmm. him. And you have been an amazing co-host on the podcast. You were an amazing co-host for Homegrown Generation Family Expo. And I just love your heart for ministry, for family, for people in general. So that's Abby. So that's us.
That's us.
And we are grateful for what the Lord has called us to. I do want to say, I was thinking about this earlier. It is such a privilege for us to be able to sit in front of these microphones and talk about family and talk about homeschooling and talk about discipleship and just all the things that the Lord has taught us through his word, and the fact that he has called Abby and I and our families and many others too, of course, but in this setting, Abby and I, to sit in front of these microphones and get to just talk to you, the audience on the other end of this, and encourage you. It is such a privilege and a blessing, and we just stand in awe of what God has done. We mm-hmm. never planned on this, you know, being a big thing, and you know, we're going to become podcast stars. I mean, you know, not that we are, but you know, it's just amazing that when you're willing to say yes to what mm-hmm. the Lord calls you to, the things that He will accomplish through.
And honestly, it's quite humbling too, because we are just your ordinary moms who have the same struggles and the same challenges as any other mom. And so to see God use us, it just points to how big he is, you know, and he can use the most broken and
yeah,
just truly God's character. So,
yes, absolutely.
So here we are.
Here we are. Today you're going to see us in raw form, just being us. And so, okay, Abby, I've got a couple of trivia questions for you. Are you ready? I'm going to see how well you know the homeschool world.
Oh, goodness.
Are you ready?
Okay. I'm ready.
Okay. All right. And Schoolhouse Rocked. I'm going to see how well you actually know the Schoolhouse Rocked podcast. Okay.
Oh, man.
You ready?
Okay.
Here's the first question. What month did the Schoolhouse Rocked podcast air its first episode? Was it...
Month?
Yeah. What month?
Oh, yes. I love...
Was it A?
Okay.
December.
I love multiple choice.
Yes, I know.
I didn't know it was going to be.
Oh, it's multiple choice.
My gosh, I'm so much feeling better. Okay. Oh, ready? Go. Okay. A.
A, December.
Okay.
B, July. C, September. Or D, April.
I'm going with July.
Ding, ding, ding.
I don't know
ding.
Why. Really?
Yes, that's correct. It was
July.
2018,
right?
2018. So so July will be 2 years that we aired
that's
our first
amazing.
Episode.
That's amazing. That's exciting.
I know. I think it was July
7th. We should give out
7th.
Fireworks for the 2 years.
Well, it was right after 4th of July. I think it was July 7th. I think.
Wow.
Now I'm doubting
that's
myself.
Awesome.
Maybe it was June.
Okay, so you guys all go do your homework and you find out and you listen to the very first episode and find out the date on that and let us know.
Yeah, the first episode was Garrett and I, and we kind of went told our story about Schoolhouse Rocked and the podcast. And I felt so just clumsy, like I'd never done this before. And it's kind of funny, actually, because we had done so many interviews for the movie, for Schoolhouse Rocked, the movie. And I am the one who, Garrett was behind the camera, and then I was the one sitting in front of people interviewing them, or in the shot with them interviewing. And it was very different doing a podcast episode interview than it was the movie interviews. And I just thought it would be the same. And then I got on the first couple podcasts, and I was like, this is really different. And it was really fun, but I feel like it took a really long time for me to kind of get my podcast wheels on. I think it was July. Maybe
that's
June.
Amazing.
I'm pretty
you
sure
just,
it was July.
You're a natural at it. You are a natural at it.
Well, so are you. So are you. And I don't even know. I should have looked to see when our first podcast was together, Abby. I actually don't know.
Oh, well, you know what? That might be a question that you just failed the answer to. So just, you might have to wait.
Oh, okay. Okay. All right.
Don't start looking it up right now while we're recording.
That would be
that's
distracting.
Cheating.
I won't. Okay. All right. Here's a good one. This is a homeschool one. In what year was the first known use of the word homeschool? Was it A, 1980, B, 1885, or C, 1932?
I'm going to go all the way back to 18 something. Was that B?
That was B, 1885.
Yeah. Okay. B.
That's
what I'm going
with.
Final
answer.
That's my final answer.
Are you sure?
Oh, stop it. Does that mean I'm right or wrong?
That means you're wrong.
You know what? Then I mean C. I'm going with C.
1932? No.
Meh. Really?
1980.
In the 80s?
In the 80s, yes.
That's the time it was first actually coined as a term.
Yes. Yep.
So what did they say before? Just school the way God says you should. Sorry. That's what I call
so.
It.
Okay. Oh, I think before goodness. It was just, I don't know what it was called before that, but homeschool.
That's interesting. So not it, that long. Was, and in the 80s, people in my state were being jailed for quote unquote homeschooling,
yes.
Which is when that's interesting.
Yeah.
Same year, people were being jailed
right.
to do it.
Well, people used the term before that, but this was the year that it was
like official.
It was the first known use, but I think that it was like the official like meaning definition.
That's
in
interesting.
Merriam-Webster Dictionary.
Oh, okay.
According to my Google search, and Google,
and Google knows
right.
everything.
Google knows everything.
Oh, my
if
goodness.
If it's on the internet,
you should get
it's
out
true.
The 1812 Merriam-Webster and look up the word homeschool and see if it's in there.
Okay. Here's another one, though.
Okay. I'm ready.
You ready for this one?
Ready.
According to the Merriam-Webster Dictionary, is homeschool one word or two? A, one, two. B is two. Or C, the word homeschool is not listed in the Merriam-Webster Dictionary.
I have it right next to me. Would it cheat to look?
Yes, you can.
Here's what I do know. Okay, this is a side note. Is anybody else so annoyed that every time you text homeschool or email homeschool, because I do that a lot as a homeschool speaker working for my state organization, on, it always says I'm spelling it wrong every time. I don't care how many times I add it to my dictionary. It tells me I'm spelling homeschool wrong. It says it's not a word.
I think it's just decorating it. I think it's excited about the word homeschool.
It's underlining,
and so it's underlining
it with color.
It with red squigglies. It's a decoration.
Okay. It's a decoration. The red squigglies are a decoration. Don't tell my kids that. I'm going to go with, you know what? Because of what my phone tells me that I'm spelling it wrong, I'm going to go with it's not in the dictionary.
That is incorrect.
What in the world?
It is one word, homeschool. H-O-M-E-S-C-H-O-O-L.
It is. And that's actually, I know that's correct.
Yes.
It is one word. I do know that.
Yes.
But my phone tells me every time that it's not.
Yes.
Which is super annoying.
We are here on record saying homeschool is one word because
one word.
The internet dictionary says it's one word.
Oh, my goodness.
So, and we always
spell
it. I always do it as one word. Okay. Are you ready for your next one?
I'm right here. I'm ready.
Okay.
All right. Ready to go.
The next one is, from what animal did the first ever homeschool student evolve?
What?
Are you ready?
Okay, I'm
A,
ready. I can't.
Alligator, no, B, chinchilla,
ooh,
C, mouse, or D, none of the above.
Is it my first homeschool student? Because I'd go with chinchilla. Or is it in general? I'm going to go with none of the above. Because we were all created on purpose, but for a purpose by the creator God himself.
Ding, 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 ding.
Sometimes I look at my children and I'm like, wow, you came from something. Just kidding.
That is the correct answer, Abby. None of the above.
I would hope everybody knows that. We are created. That's a beautiful thing.
We are created. We were not evolved from anything.
Yay.
Created on purpose and for a purpose, as we talk about all the time on the podcast.
Yes.
And remind our children almost on a daily basis. Oh, goodness gracious. Okay. I'm going to give you one last one, and then I'm going to let you break in.
Okay, cool.
Because I know you've got ready. Okay. Where is the Schoolhouse Rocked podcast recorded?
I know this one. Yeah.
Is it A, in the Oval Office when the president isn't using it? B, in the guest room of Yvette's in-law's house. That's my in-law's house.
Your in-law's
house. C, in a recording studio in the heart of Nashville. Or D, in China.
Ooh, ding, ding. Oh, you don't have music. Do.
Right.
It would be in your in-law's guest room, which
that
is also
correct.
Your bedroom.
That is correct. Right,
but if you watch this, you would never know.
You would never know. It's in the...
Hey, Allison, thanks for giving... Hey, you guys, chime in and give me the right answers.
Yeah.
Allison's got my back. I knew that one, but I don't know a lot of them. So you guys...
Yes, you guys answer these as you're seeing them. For those watching live...
Help a girl out.
This episode of the Schoolhouse Rocked podcast is brought to you by Abeka and their new 10-month payment plan for everybody. Whether you're a video homeschool family enrolled in Abeka Academy or you lead the lessons yourself, you can now get everything you need and get 10 months to pay. Learn all about it at abeka.com/payplan. That's abeka.com/payplan. So yes, the Schoolhouse Rocked podcast, when we first decided to do this 2 years ago, Garrett said, we're going to start a podcast. I said, okay, but I don't want to do anything technical. Like if I need to push a button, okay. And half the time, just so you guys know, I forget to push the button and we have to start over because I'm like, I forgot to push record again. And so now I actually have this big like post-it sticky thing that says record audio. I did remember today. But anyway, so I said, I will be glad to do it, but you got to do all the technical stuff, which he would anyway, because he's Garrett and he's amazing at that stuff. And then he said, but we need to build like a little studio. Like it needs to look cool and pretty. So we went to Home Depot and bought these, I don't know, portable wall things and made this little tiny portable studio. So it's literally in the corner of our bedroom. And for those who know about kind of our crazy life right now, we still don't know where the Lord is going to settle us. We're editing the movie right now. And so my gracious in-laws have allowed us to stay with them while we're pulling the rest of the movie together and just seeking the Lord and trying to figure out where he wants us to be. And so, yes, we are in their guest room where Garrett and I sleep and we have the studio in here as well. And it's very cramped in here, but it's awesome. And God is good to provide.
You would never, ever, ever know that.
No.
Ever. Because it looks so amazing back there.
Yeah. And if you could see the lighting above me, it's crazy because we actually have like floor lamps laying across over 2x4s. It's comical.
It looks funnier than it even sounds. It's the most hilarious looking thing.
Yes.
But I'm in my bedroom. You wouldn't know.
Yeah.
With a pile of laundry behind me. It's clean. It just needs folded.
So that's what I have for now. I have a few more, but
are you ready?
Can I
break in? Yeah. So I wasn't as nice and I didn't do multiple choice on all of them.
Oh, no. Okay.
But so you're just gonna have to be that smart. Okay. These are totally obscure. What color is the main color on the top of the Schoolhouse Rocked website? Not the very top, but like the second layer.
Oh, man.
Oh, come on. Let's see if your friends are going to help you out.
Yeah. Okay. If people are watching, go really quickly to schoolhouserocked.com.
Too late. You don't have that much time. Ready? Go.
I'm going to say yellow.
Oh, you got it. Oh, Allison says blue, but like the big pop out is yellow. So it's like a little blue, but then it's like the yellow box.
Okay. Is it the yellow, like the yellow Schoolhouse Rock sun?
But it's not the sun. It's just, it's a rectangle.
But is it that color?
It is that color. Okay. It is that yellow color.
Garrett's good at staying with our color themes.
He's really good at so very many things.
He is.
Okay. Number two. When did you first bring me on as the official co-host?
I don't know.
I don't either. Sorry.
Let me think about that.
I didn't know I was supposed to have the answer.
I think it was back in probably the fall of 2019, I think, is when, because we had done several together, and then we were.
Yeah, because I was on as a guest
quite
a few times.
Right. And then
they were testing me.
Yeah, I don't remember. And then we did one with Karen DeBuse.
Yeah.
And that one was so fun.
That was one of my favorite ones. Yep. That was a lot of fun.
And I don't know. I think I don't even know what the first episode was besides the one.
I don't either.
That you and I hosted together. So
maybe it was a slow process.
Maybe.
I don't know. Anyway, I wish I knew the answer, but I don't. Sorry. Okay, this one's fun. Is Garrett called of the podcast? Is he the producer? The director? He's just the boss man.
He's the boss man. He's the everything else except the girl who sits behind the microphone.
Okay, so here's my question. Okay. What is Garrett's greatest frustration every time we record? Is it A, technology and my lack of knowledge of? B, getting you and I to stop giggling and goofing off. C, the fact that I do not work on an Apple computer. Or D, all of the above.
Okay. I literally can hear him laughing in the other room at me right now.
So A, technology or my lack of knowledge of, and just technology in general, period. B, getting you and I to stop laughing and goofing off. C, the fact that I don't work on an Apple, or D, all of the above?
Well, Allison Tucker is saying D, all of the above. And so I'm going to have to go with her, D, all of the above.
Totally all of the above. And I bet there's like six other things, but we like to keep him on his toes. And
that's right.
Garrett, are we right? We can see you chiming in. Is it D?
His life would be so boring. I keep telling him that. Yeah.
It would be really boring.
Okay, so Garrett's really smart. Like, I don't say that just because he's my husband, but he's brilliant. But he sometimes has a hard time understanding that not everybody in the world is as brilliant as him. And so when I don't get, especially technology, when other people don't get it like he does, he's like, and I'm like, babe, no one else gets it like you do.
No, and, especially me. He hired like the most technologically illiterate person. And by hired, I mean didn't hire.
We will triple your pay after this, Abby.
Oh, my word. See, here's the thing. We have fun. And really, this is the deal. We have fun and we love the Lord and we love to homeschool and we love to encourage you guys. All the rest of it's really Garrett's problem.
Right.
All the technology.
Oh, Garrett D, we love you.
Okay.
You're amazing.
So, okay, do you have another one?
I do. Here's a good one.
Okay, go.
This one is so good. I'm so excited about this one. Okay, you ready?
Yes.
What is our most listened to podcast episode of all time?
Okay.
You ready?
I'm ready.
A, The Benefits of Homeschooling Part 2 with Abby Ranella.
Okay.
B, The Benefits of Homeschooling Part 1 with Abby Ranella. C, 7 Steps to Homeschool Success with Crystal Twible. Or D, Salt and Light in Public Schools with Misty Bailey.
I'm going to go with Salt and Light in Public Schools with Misty Bailey, which is one of my absolute favorite episodes of all time.
You are correct in saying that that is one of my favorite episodes of all time as well.
Nice.
However, that is not our number one most listened to podcast episode of all time. Are you ready?
I'm ready.
I feel like we need a drum roll here.
Oh, wait, that'll really mess up the sound.
The Benefits of Homeschooling Part 2 with Abby Ranella.
Really?
Isn't that interesting?
I had no idea. I would have maybe thought if it was any of mine, it would have been the Why Homeschool, but it wasn't.
Yeah, nope.
I got to go back and listen to that.
Yeah, so this
I was on that one?
this one was October 8th of 2019.
Wow.
Uh-huh. Which is interesting that part two was the most listened to one and not part one, because I'm like, well, why didn't
really
listen
weird.
To part two?
Without listening to part one.
I think maybe something may have struck a chord in part two, so people may have gone back and
listened to it. Interesting.
I know.
That's really interesting. Somebody
Terry
else said that's
her favorite one. Too. Yes.
I better go back and listen. But I do have to say, if you have not listened to Misty Bailey's Salt and Light, it is phenomenal.
Yes. Yes.
It is.
Yes.
I mean, so many of them are.
Yeah.
Do you want to know what's interesting about me?
What?
You always talk about how you think in pictures, right?
Yes.
Is that what you say?
Yep.
So here's something about me. I know where I was with every phone conversation. Like, I can envision myself where I was when I listened to every single episode, when I everything. So I remember Misty Bailey's. I just remember everyone. I remember Caleb Schroeder. I remember where I was with every one of these episodes. So
wow,
isn't that
all 125 of them?
No, oh. that's not true. All my favorites, I should say.
All your favorites. Okay. Isn't that amazing? I can do that with many things. I can remember, you know, oh, I was sitting and folding laundry while I was listening to that one. So isn't that cool? That's so cool. So yes, Abby, you
that's
like win the prize. I know. The Benefits of Homeschooling Part 2 with Abby Rinella has the most listens of any episode.
Wow. Yeah.
So God's very using cool. you, sister. All right.
Thank you, Lord, for using me.
Okay. Are you ready? Here's one more.
Ready.
And then we'll switch over.
Okay.
Which one of the following is not a cast member in Schoolhouse Rocked the movie? A, Andrew Pudua. B, Heidi St. John. C, Kirk Cameron. D, Ken Ham.
Kirk Cameron. C.
That is correct.
I'm not either.
And I should have put you. Okay. E, Abby Rinella.
C, Kirk Cameron, and E, Abby Rinella.
Yes. So, yes.
But
yes.
Do you know what that means? That means that the other three are cast. You have, the most incredible cast for this movie. That means that Heidi St. John is. That means that Andrew Pudua is. That means that Ken Ham is.
Yes. Yeah.
That's kind of a big deal.
All by the grace of God. So it is amazing. Awesome. We've done several other things with Kirk, but he's not in the movie. And our cast is absolutely incredible. I mean, it's amazing because when we look back, when we started filming this movie, we didn't know any of these people. Like, we knew of many of them, but we didn't know any of them personally. And God was like, here you go. And that's why with the podcast, again, just God's hand has been on this because we've been able to have, we've had some just incredible guests on the podcast, and it's just because God has opened that door and he has just allowed us to be able to be connected with people. And
I was reading back through the guest list last night.
Yeah.
And I was like, oh my goodness. It is like everybody of this podcast. It's been 125 incredible guests.
Yeah. And so many more to come. We actually have a list of people who are coming up. And so it's very exciting.
Yes.
Okay. I'll ask one more and then I'm going to turn it back over to you. You ready?
Don't ask the one I want to ask.
Okay. I won't. All right. What is the name of the production company producing Schoolhouse Rocked the movie?
I know it without it. I even know it. Can I tell it without even it? I want to hear your
But I want to do my
choices.
My multiple
I know. Ready,
choice,
go. Ready,
that's
go.
More fun.
Do it.
A, Universal Studios.
Yes. No.
B, Bronzoxen Films. Or okay. C, Pixar.
Ooh, Pixar would have been fun. I'm going to go with Bronzoxen Films.
You are correct. Ding, 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 ding.
Oh, my goodness. That would be fun to make us into cartoons, though.
Right? Oh, an animated homeschool movie.
Animated homeschool podcast movie.
Yes. Yes.
Okay. Put it on the list.
Okay.
We'll
do that next.
Okay. This is going to be a little deeper.
Okay. Oh.
I want to know why you host the Schoolhouse Rocked. I almost said the Homegrown Generation. Why do you host the Schoolhouse Rocked podcast?
Do I have multiple choice?
Okay. Well, I know the answer is going to be big. Okay. Ready?
Okay.
A, because you have absolutely nothing else to do with your time. Mm-hmm. B, because you love to listen to your own voice. C, because the Lord put it on your heart and you love to encourage people. Or D, because it's more fun than playing Legos.
I'm going to say D, because it's more fun than playing Legos. <That's
probably true. laughs>
Just kidding.
Which it is.
It is. No, definitely. We believe in building strong families, and the more that we have spent time with our girls in the beginning, when we started homeschooling, we really did it for, I won't say the wrong reasons, but we didn't do it for the right reasons. We started homeschooling because we wanted to protect our daughter from kind of the physical worry of her being in a public school. You know, this was 10 years ago that we were really having to make that decision. And we were in LA County, and we didn't feel like it would be physically safe for her to go to school at that point. And that was kind of our focus. And then we went to a homeschool convention And we talked about this a little bit recently on the podcast with Rick Green. Rick Green was the keynote speaker at that convention. And we went and we heard about homeschooling. We knew about it, but we just had so many misconceptions about what homeschooling was. We really didn't get it. And, you know, I've said this many times. We had been married for 11 years before we had Brooklyn. And so we had a lot of time to think about parenting and homeschooling. And we always laughed at homeschooling. I mean, we were like, we would never do that to our kids. We would never do that to ourselves. And then when it came down to it and we had to make that decision, we were like, well, it's not really safe for her to go to public school. So I guess we'll try this homeschool thing. It's for kindergarten. How hard can that be? And then we went to that convention and it was literally in 3 days, the Lord just opened our eyes. And it has been a process for us of really learning what family discipleship looks like and the Lord really working in our hearts. And the more he's worked in our hearts, the more passionate we have become. And it's like anything else that you get really excited about. You know, if you go have a really good meal, you know, right now when people aren't able to go out and eat very much, if you find the best restaurant in town is now open up and you can go have an amazing meal cooked by someone else, the best steak in the world. I love steak. You go have the best, juiciest, most flavorful steak in all the land. You want to go tell everyone about it, right? You want to just share that with someone, with all your friends. Or if you read a good book, besides the Bible, my favorite book is The Hiding Place by Corrie Ten Boom.
We're reading that right now with our kids.
I think every Christian in the whole world should read it.
Absolutely.
But it's such a good book. And it's one of those books that I think everyone, you know, I just want to tell everyone about it. Like, you've got to read this book. Well, that's how we feel about homeschooling. Mm. It's just such, there's so much to homeschooling and family discipleship and so many benefits and blessings.
Right.
That we can't help but want to share it with people. And it's the same with Jesus. You know, the older we get, the closer we get to our Savior and the more we love him, the more we desire him. Mm-hmm. And so you couple those things together, family discipleship, Jesus, relationships with our kids, and you have what we have. You have a family that gets to do life together. And so we want to share it with people. And it's such a desire of ours to be able to just be like, no, everyone should do this. It's so good. There's so many good things about this. And so that is why we do the podcast. It's why we're filming the movie. It's why we have the blog. It's why we do our social media, you know, stuff. I mean, I wouldn't be on Facebook at all if I had the opportunity not to be. But it is a great platform that God uses to be able to share his truth with others and to encourage other families. And so so that's why we do the podcast. Thank you for joining us for part one of our conversation. Make sure to join us Wednesday for part two.